Analyst Philip Anyang says it is vital that the government change its ways regarding the welfare of its soldiers. He says with the graduation of the unified forces, the government needs to step up its responsibility in providing for the needs of the forces. He says if the government does not act, various armed conflicts in South Sudan may be looked upon as a lucrative business by many.
These guys may be a source of maybe the next unknown gunman in town. And then secondly, they're a threat to the peace of civilian in this town itself, because if they're not deployed soldiers or there's no clear plan on deploying them, and then even safety and security in this town may not be dead.
Information Minister Michael Makui tells South Sudan in Focus that the graduates are expected to return to their training bases after Tuesday's graduation pending deployment. He also stresses the forces will be paid.
Despite the stories which were being said and all these things, we are now ready to pay all the civil servants. Not only that, but we are even increasing their salaries. And we are employing these people who are graduating now will definitely be paid.
Anyang says actions speak louder than words. He says the government now needs to walk the talk if it means business. He describes Makwe's statement on the welfare of the unified forces and civil servants as rhetoric.
We assume that the government is using political statements to keep people going, but it's not it. They must come in practical this time. They must come forward and say, yes, this is the money. Definitely pay the civil servant here, pay these unified forces. And let's see what happens.
Some of the forces yesterday graduated with the sticks, others with the old guns. Makwe says the government could not buy firearms due to the arms embargo imposed by the United Nations Security Council.
It is now high time for them to approve the purchase of the arms so that they are armed fully, because these security forces cannot be security forces if they are not properly armed.
Jock Madut Jock, another South Sudanese policy analyst and a lecturer of anthropology at the University of Syracuse in New York, says the graduation of forces is a right step in the right direction considering the importance of the security arrangements in the revitalized peace deal. He says the graduation sends a message of hope that the security situation will be stabilized, but warns that unless the government fulfills its responsibility, taking care of its own soldiers, nothing much will change.
If the government doesn't arm them and house them and deploy them in places where they can have a decent respectful way of life with salaries and barracks where they can live, they will not be any different than the current state of affairs with regard to South Sudan Defense Forces in general, a situation where soldiers have been reduced to beggars on the streets of Juba so that their children can eat.
The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD envoy to South Sudan Ismail Weis, calls the graduation of the unified forces a significant step in the implementation of the peace deal and presents a window of opportunity for the parties to enhance the trust and confidence among themselves and exercise an inclusive spirit in the new life of the agreement. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.